We're talking now with Tommy Thomas, lobbyist, of course, for American Farmers and Ranchers. Of course, as a state, former state lawmaker, Tommy, and now lobbying the Capitol on an ongoing basis. What are your thoughts of this year's State of the State from Governor Fallon?
I thought it was a very courageous State of the State and probably somewhat controversial. She proposed an additional tax on cigarettes, and she proposed using some of the revolving funds from non-appropriated state agencies. And some of those folks are going to feel like that's not tax money, but that's their money. A lot of problems. And she's proposed some pretty bold steps to solve those problems. You have to certainly appreciate that fact and appreciate the fact that she's trying to do that by reallocating money. She mentioned $40 million, I think, from the apportioned monies, the certain percentage of the gas tax and gross production tax have been apportioned years gone by to go to various places, county government, county roads, and that sort of stuff. And she's mentioned taking, I think, $40 million of that and redirecting that. So it was a bit of an unusual State of the State in that some of the sacred cows that she talked about, K-8 schools be consolidated into the independent school districts and do away with the administrative people in those K-8 schools. That'll be controversial. So it's going to be an interesting year. It always is.
It seems like, obviously she said, as she talked about those K-8 schools, that I'm not saying this or I'm not doing this to try to harm or close rural schools, but still, I'm sure there's folks out in the country who feel that they may be under attack.
Well, yes, you're right. That's what she said, and I believe she means what she said. But it will be a bit of a loss of identity, I guess, to those small schools who have their own superintendent. And some would argue that there may not be that much savings there, because if you don't have a superintendent or a principal, whatever you want to call him, you have to have somebody generally there who will be in charge and involved in the day-to-day activities, and you have to pay that person something. So I'm not sure how much savings that would actually provide, but time will tell. The devil's always in the details. Concerned, obviously, about the $125 million in sales tax exemptions. Those of us in agriculture have long had an exemption for feed, seed, and fertilizer, that sort of stuff. And to lose that would be very, very detrimental to Oklahoma's agriculture. I don't know that that's what her plan is. But $125 is a pretty good sized number. If it does involve some of that, then that'll be pretty tough. You know, they say that agriculture is the only place where you pay retail, sell wholesale, and pay the freight both ways. And so we're hopeful that that's not a part of her plan.
I know that one thing that kind of noticed, couple of the areas that or one area in particular that there's been at least some talk at the Capitol by some of the lawmakers already, a lot of concern across the countryside, earthquakes. I didn't hear the governor really talk about that at all.
No, she's, she's talked about it in press releases and has had some interest in maybe a good science-based look at the cause of these earthquakes. And so it's, apparently it's on her radar screen, but I don't think she mentioned it today in her State of the State. It was pretty much focused on the budget. And again, I think it was very courageous. She put some sacred cows on the table to talk about. And I noticed that she talked about that her budget wouldn't require a sales tax for education, and that sales tax that's been proposed by President Bourne would make Oklahoma the highest sales tax state in the nation, and her budget deals with the needs without doing that.
you know, you're still in the process of putting together resolutions, AFR is, that you'll be considering at your annual meeting in just literally a few more weeks. I would think that at least some of these things that were talked about and some of the issues that may be considered by the legislature will still be subject to review by your delegates. But are there some priorities that AFR will be looking at this session?
We've always been real concerned about changing the sales tax exemptions and the impact it would have on the input cost of agriculture. And how damaging that could be to those border towns and border counties if people decided to drive across the state line to buy their fertilizer and their feed and their seed and farm equipment. So that will be something that we'll be real concerned about. AFR, as you know, Ron, is always real concerned about the rural quality of life. So rural schools are important, and they'll be interested in how that program would be implemented, the consolidation of the administration. And so there'll be a number of things that I think our delegates and folks will be real, real interested in. Hopefully by the time we get to our convention, we'll have some more details about how her budget will be implemented.